Hello, and good day to you from episode 7 of our podcast series, Project Breakaway, a metaphorical and literal time in the day when we here at Predator Cycling take some time away from working in the back shop to come and share with our listeners what we're doing, how we're doing it, what it takes to do it, our ideas, our innovative success stories, and even our missteps and failures. If you find yourself with an interest in bicycles, composite manufacturing, out-of-the-box design, or even curiosities beyond, I encourage you to stick with us, settle in, and learn a little. I'm Courtney B., co-owner and project manager of Predator Cycling. I'm here with my partner, RM Goganian, the other co-owner, CEO, lead designer and engineer, and general bike guy of Predator Cycling. How's it going, RM?
Good. I like that bike guy.
I believe that was what you have as your title on your Autodesk account. Or no.
Well, you think it's
Twitter?
I don't know. It's something. I used to call myself just the bike guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that kind of sums it up.
I can't remember. I think you had to update it now that you have to be more professional.
Yeah.
So anyway, come on, bike guy. Let's discuss some bike stuff.
Sounds good.
So I wanted to talk about, on this episode, one of our most popular custom pieces that we have manufactured over the past 10 years? It's 2021, subtract, minus, carry. It's been a while.
16 years.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about the major handlebar system.
Yep.
So the major handlebar is basically a custom one-piece carbon fiber stem and bar combo.
Yep.
And why is it named the Major?
Well, I grew up racing for a team called Major Motion, which is named after Major Taylor, who's one of the original, he's the original African-American professional cyclist. And he co-invented the drop handlebar. The modern day handlebar that we have today is one of his pieces of ingenuity. And so we ran when we first came out with the bars, we ran a contest on who can name the bar or whatever. And somebody said Major, I think they said Major Taylor bars or something.
Mm.
And so it's kind of a thing off of that. So
right.
Just a nod to that, just the original guy who did it right. And, you know, my old team was named after him. So that's super cool.
Okay. So let's start from the beginning.
Yes.
Explain to the listeners when and how you first came to produce your Major bar.
So we first produced our Majors. We first produced it as we took an existing bar and stem that were carbon, and we cut them up and mitered them and bonded and glued them together and then wrapped them with carbon fiber is what we did. And we were really looking for something that was just incredibly stiff.
But what was the catalyst to make them? Did someone request them?
No.
Existed before, I think?
Yeah, so
the
there's
idea?
The very first concept that I've ever seen of it was Cinelli made Integrate or something it was called. It was an aluminum version of a stem and bar welded together. And that was the first thing I've seen of it. It was kind of a knockoff of their Angels, which was their aero bars, and this was like a road version of it. And then later on, Calfee started making carbon bar stem systems where they would take a carbon tube and mount it to an aluminum knuckle that was the stem area and then mount it up to a pair of bars and then wrap it with carbon, just straight carbon.
They would wrap joint. The aluminum on top of the aluminum?
They would bond a tube. So where the stem attached to the steer tube was like an aluminum piece that they would get, and then they would have a carbon tube that would go into an existing bar that they would overwrap with carbon.
Okay.
And that was the first I'd seen of someone doing it in like carbon application like that. And that's kind of where we got the idea. It was from Cinelli and Calfee later. And that kind of was like, oh, we could do something like that. And we wanted something super stiff because we were, at the time, I was myself and CJ, who was working in the shop, were both sprinters. And we wanted a super stiff bar. And so it's kind of for us, the original. And CJ actually is the one who rode the original Major, which I think is still hanging up here somewhere. But yeah, so he rode the original ones, and it was a really I mean, it was, he loved it. And then I wrote a set and I really liked it. And then it kind of just went from there.
So that first version of that major bar, what was the benefit for you while writing it?
Well, so one of the things that we did a little differently than everybody else was that we actually joined them together. And then we basically made this massive gusset that comes on the side that was filled. It was a core material we put inside there and then overwrapped that with carbon. So the big thing was it was just so incredibly stiff. Mm-hmm. Because that stem handlebar junction is the area where you get the most flex in the bar stem system, like a normal system. That's where just there's a ton of flex there. And so we were basically able to completely eliminate that. And
so for sprinting, you don't want flex in your bar?
No, you actually don't want flex in your bars really anytime. Sprinters just tend to notice it the most. But like we had, later on, we had our cycling team. We had some climbers and road racers that would get on the bars and were just like, this is amazing just for climbing, like mm-hmm. how stiff the front end of the bike became. So it just enhanced everything. It made the bike climb better. It descended quicker. You could handle the bike better. I mean, there were just so many benefits to it that it just became very popular.
Right. I remember when I first met you and started swinging by the shop after work that you were doing a lot of major handlebar construction. Oh, yeah.
We had a 4x8 table, and there was literally, we had these little jigs that we'd set up on the tabletop that would hold the stem and the bar and everything in the right angle. And we would just literally have them just lined up around the table. It was just...
How many do you think you sold back then? I mean, I know we haven't been working on them now, and that's the point of this podcast, is we're going to start looking at them again. But we also get a lot of interest in them, so I kind of wanted to
know. The originals, the carbon overwrap bar stem majors, I mean, there's a couple hundred of them out there.
Yeah.
At least. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of them.
So... Let's talk about from that first version that you made way back when and the evolution of the major.
Yeah.
Because we introduced a major pilot.
Yeah.
Five, six years ago.
Yeah.
And talk about that evolution. And then from the major pilot, how we want to go forward and redesign.
Yeah.
And beyond.
Well, also, I mean, I think just a little before the major pilot, I mean, one of the things that made our... One of the things that we happened really quickly was we started making the majors for track-specific events. So we started doing them for Guy East. Used to ride them in 6 days, and they went to a couple other national championships, and Bobby Lee actually rode a set in the last Olympic Games.
The Rio.
Yeah, the Rio Games.
Was that the last Olympic Games?
Yeah, right?
Well, they canceled.
Yeah, last year. Last year was canceled.
2020. Oh, yeah.
So it was the last Games.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then... Will the next Games be a summer Games or a winter game?
It's supposed to be this year.
Oh.
That's what it's supposed to be.
But that's a winter game.
But no, it's supposed to be the summer games. The summer games were postponed.
Oh.
I think. Maybe they're canceled now. I don't know. This seems like a Google question. Or a Bing question. I don't want to be a biased.
Bing. Let me ask Jeeves.
My point was that we had basically, at that point, we were gearing a lot towards endurance track bars. And we had... at that point started making our own custom drops, our own extensions. We called them nubs, these little like areas where you could kind of grab the tops because you don't have a lever. We called them nubs, where you'd have this little area where you could grab onto the top of the bars.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that led to the majors and the major pilots. And one of the things that really hurt us on the majors up until that point was just labor. Like those bars took so much time to make. It was just not a scalable product. It's kind of the history of us in the past. It's just not scalable.
The history of Predator. Not scalable.
Not scalable. Way too much energy was spent on performance and like making them super fast to win bike races and not on how we're actually going to make them in production. Like that was always a side thought.
Right.
And
I think people just don't understand sometimes that custom work takes a while.
It takes a long time.
Because you have to design a specific design for a specific person, measure it out, and then actually physically do the work.
Right. And then at that point, too, we were doing a lot of hand shaping type work. So a lot of molds and guides.
There
and
were
stuff
no 3D printers assisting you 10 years ago.
No. My point is there was a lot that led up to the pilot. Anyways, then the pilot came out.
Yes. 2015, 16.
Okay. I'll take that.
Yeah.
That sounds right. And that was a huge, I mean, that was a big evolution for us in some of our modeling approaches on how we modeled and designed parts.
Mm-hmm. Because it was meaner. It has a dip in the middle.
Yeah.
You can probably explain why there's a dip.
So there's a dip for, actually, there's a lot of reasons why. So that bar, the major pilot, was originally designed specifically for endurance track racing. So that dip is actually, out of simulation, we actually found that that dip increased the rigidity at the front end of the bar. And then we also, another type of dip actually did that. And then we noticed that when we started making them, a bunch of the racers were like, that's perfect for if you're riding in a Madison, you're going to do an exchange. Your hand fits so perfectly right there and it kind of guides your thumb.
Explain what a Madison is really quickly.
Madison is the most ridiculous bike race ever that's amazing to watch. It's two guys or gals that are racing on the velodrome.
Or a guy and a gal, right? I thought they changed those rules.
They're still separate. Oh. I mean, you could in like a local event.
It's 2021.
Right? So what you have is you have a guy that's or gal that's racing, and then when they have another rider that's riding at the top of the velodrome, and they call that relief, where they're not in the race, they're just going around. When you cross that rider will actually drop down, and then you kind of grab hands, you hold hands, and you throw the other guy.
No, it's literally like you slingshot someone into a race.
It's so much fun. It's so cool.
I've watched a couple times. It's very cool to watch, but at the same time, you're just waiting. Someone's just going to eat it.
Yeah. Anyways, so for that type of event, that bar did really, really well. And then we had special drops, and the drops are profiled, and there's all kinds of detail work into it.
And that bar was a pain in the butt to manufacture.
There was parts of it that were way easier, and there was parts of it that were way more difficult.
Because it was thin.
It was thin, but it was also... Anyways, we don't have to go into all... That's a whole three episodes in manufacturing, how we manufactured the bar and what we did with it and why. And anyways, the main point of that bar was we solved four or five problems with it and created an extra one.
Just one?
Maybe two. it just took so much to manufacture. So I think we ended up making like 10 or 15 of them we made. And that's it. And we couldn't go past that.
We still have it on the website, but we haven't been offering it. It's been out of stock. But the whole point of this episode is to discuss our refresh of the pilot, but also, as you said earlier, the family of majors.
Yes.
So let's discuss the build up to manufacturing that again here, maybe in Q2, Q3.
Yep.
And what your current system is, because we just talked about how much of a pain in the butt it was to manufacture. But now we've kind of figured out things with our RF20 on how to manufacture. So we're going to use that directly with them, the major.
Yep. So there's going to be I say family of majors because we are going to have a family of majors again. Once again, they're going to be all together. And we're going to basically offer them in two versions. So of the models of the major road or the major pilot, which would be the track endurance bar, there will be a stock version, which would be available in a set number of widths and stem lengths. And then we'll offer a fully custom version, which would be available in multiple widths, multiple drops, and multiple stem lengths and angles. Basically, it's a la carte. You'll have a couple different drop designs that you can pick from, and any of those widths and stem lengths or angles.
Are there reasons that people choose different drop length, or is it just basically your arm length?
So this gets into an interesting thing. So the reason we made those bars for Bobby Lee in the last Rio Games was because he switched bikes before the games. Just before the games, he switched bikes. And he couldn't get the bike to get past UCI restrictions to pass legality for the race and fit him at the same time. He couldn't get it to work with a stock bar.
How is that even possible?
Because he says, you know, he wants to be farther forward, but he can only go as far forward as the rule lets him. And because of the shape of the bar, his hand is actually like 3 or 4 centimeters away from the rule where there's a marker. Basically, the farthest extension of the bar is where they mark the length of the bar.
What is it?
But he doesn't actually hold it there. So because of the shape.
This is all very confusing. I feel like if you're using stock parts, then it should just be accepted.
No. There's so many rules. And to get your bike to pass the actual, like, to make it, push it to the max so you can get the most performance benefit out of your fit, aerodynamics, structure, everything, you typically need to go down the custom route of some sort.
Okay.
Or at least a lot of options. So that's why that custom. And also, every person is different. So some people want to run, you know, 34, 32 bar, some crazy narrow bars. Some people don't. Like, we had a couple of guys who raced 6 days that refused to ride anything less than a 40 because they wanted a wider bar, because when they're doing exchanges on the Madison, mm-hmm. they wanted that extra width.
I would want a wider bar. I feel right. more secure on a bike with a wider bar.
For sure, and you are. But when you're looking at the wind tunnel data, it actually shows you can be significantly quicker with a narrower bar.
Well, no one's ever thrown me in a wind tunnel.
Not yet.
Because I don't know if we're going to make him. RM says no, but Predator major flat bars might just be a custom Courtney version.
For sure. I don't know if there's how much of a market there is for it. That's all I'm saying.
Well, mountain biking uses flat bars, but do you want carbon?
Yes, you bars? Do. They do. They totally use them. But what the kind of flat bar you're talking about is not quite.
What is my flat bar? It's just a casual ride flat bar?
Flat bar with a little latte holder, cup holder, a little.
And a basket for my dog.
And a basket for your dog. There you go.
But it's strong enough to hold all of that. So that might be a marketing point.
Yeah, there you go. But yeah, so the manufacturing of it is we're going to be coming out with both the custom and the stock version. And there's some little, the stock version is going to be a hair lighter than the custom version mm-hmm. because the way we make the custom version is a little bit different.
Mm-hmm. And to expedite the construction of it, yeah. There's a little bit more material.
Yeah, there is. So there's a little extra material on it. And because each bar is different and we have them in set sizes, so we have a parametrically driven model that we can actually update mm-hmm. and then do layup schedules and simulation on updated for each bike, each bar system that we do.
So what do you think when we get past the RF20 release here soon and we start focusing more on the major, what are we focusing first? What are we focusing on first? The pilot redesign, or are we going straight to the other major?
The road. The pilot.
I feel like the road.
We're going to have disagreement. I feel like the pilot. Well, the thing about the pilot.
Pilot is the hardest one. So we decided to do the hardest one first.
That's usually what I do, because then it's like, you know, it's downhill after that. The thing about the pilot is that all the surface modeling is done and half the tooling has already been designed and set up. Mm-hmm. So there's much less work. I mean, it's much farther along.
So
than
we'll
the
get, okay. We'll get stock sizes of the pilot first.
Yeah.
But then quickly, I want to segue into the road bar. Happen, I mean, feel like that's going to be a hot seller.
I mean, that's historically, it's always been.
Yeah. And I think that's what the people want. Because when I say the people, I mean, we literally get messages about these bars all the time.
Yes. I'm aware. And I see it. You always tag me in the
There's
comment.
Nothing worse than having a product that people really want and being like, well.
Right. Well, then that kind of goes back to the original problems that we had with the major. It just, they got to the point where we were actually not making any money selling the bars.
Because you were spending so much time making them.
We had so many hours
but now
in the bars. That
we've revised the whole manufacturing process. So hopefully it shouldn't take too
no,
long.
No, it won't. And I won't repeat what we've already done, but it's basically the production versions are building off of what we built for the RF20. Mm-hmm. That's the whole system is what we're using for the new majors, which I'm really excited for because it actually lets us do things that we couldn't do on the earlier majors.
Right.
So we can push the envelope a lot farther.
Great. I'm excited to get this product back up and going.
Yeah. Leave alone the emails. I still have people that text message me about it.
Like an Instagram message, yeah.
An Instagram message and comments on Instagram. And
plus, they would look just really nice on the new red frame.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Is there anything?
I agree.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add about the major system?
I'm really glad that you agreed with me to make the pilots first.
Yeah, in a way, sure. Okay, so if that's all you want to discuss about the major,
Yeah.
We'll wrap her up. We'll do some recent news. So as we discussed last week in last week's episode, we've been working really hard on updating the RF20 webpage.
Yep.
And we look forward to a big update early next week. We also may be making a new custom services page across, because we do custom services across multiple industries.
Yeah.
We haven't been doing as much lately. We've actually been denying a few jobs just because we wanted to focus on our red frame.
Yeah.
But we do offer custom services, and I don't think a lot of people know that. So I'm going to revamp an updated custom fabrication page on our website.
Yeah.
So you can check that out next week. And what to look forward to on future podcasts. If everything plays out, we hope to have our first guest calling in next week.
Yeah, that's exciting.
So we need to get our audio engineers in here. And by audio engineer, I mean you. You need to get on
that. Oh, that's me?
Yes, that's you.
I thought our son Mika was going to do it.
No. So we're going to be talking about some of the computer hardware systems that we've been using recently and to make the RF20.
Yeah.
And we will be using to make the major handlebar system.
Yep.
So we thank you for choosing some time with us, and we look forward to future breakaways. I'll try my hardest to put any mentions in our news section on predatorcycling.com. Also, look for us on Instagram and LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, and in person here in Tennessee. Let's get back to work. So we ask our listeners to please share, like, and subscribe. We're available on all major streaming platforms. Thanks for listening. Have a good one, and find some time to break away.